Good morning. My scripture text today comes from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's a song that I love. It's an old song. It's called Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings, count them one by one. It's an amazing song. And I think as people sing that song, I've noticed they start to smile because they start thinking about their blessings. The key verse that I want to look at in Psalm 103 is verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. In life, it's easy to forget all the blessings and all the benefits of the Lord. And I'm grateful for things that the Lord has given me through faith and my faith that I did not have on my own. I don't think people always understand what it means when a Christian says they walk by faith, not by sight. That's actually a scripture, that we are to walk by faith, not by sight. And I heard some young people on a talk that I was listening to discuss faith. And one young woman said, I don't believe in faith. I'm not an idiot. I think, to be sure, walking by faith seems idiotic to somebody who does not believe in faith. But I'm reminded of that poem that we often hear at a celebration of life, the poem called Footprints, and how the man said, Lord, where were you when I was going through this rough time or this rough spot? Because there's only one set of footprints. And the Lord reminds the man that he was always with him. And in fact, those footprints were the footprints of the Lord, because the Lord was carrying that man through the hard times. We know that life can be very difficult. The Apostle Paul likened life to be like a fight. And he said at the end of his life, I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I look around me and I have many friends who've been through many difficult times. And I was with somebody recently who recounted all the ways the Lord had been with her over the last couple of decades, and it was miracle after miracle. And I got to thinking about my own life, and every blessing I have is tied to a way that the Lord has been with me. And you may want to consider counting your blessings and looking at how that ties back to a time where the Lord gave you something and blessed you with something that was not from yourself. It was something that had to have come from the hand of God. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The name Emmanuel, another name for Jesus, means God with us. God is with us in this life. And we can know that we walk in faith, and we don't walk alone. We may feel like we're alone, but we are never alone. He walks with us. And evil will never have the last word. Because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, and because of the way evil has been defeated by his grace and his mercy and his sacrifice, we can know that God will always have the last word of his grace and mercy and love. I was listening to Christian radio while I was driving, and it said, in celebration of the scripture that talks about how God will take that which the enemy means for evil, and he'll turn it to good. And I've seen that over and over. It's called redemption. God redeems situations and turns what would have been for bad into good. All of this makes me say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. I want to challenge us in the coming week to pay close attention to the blessings in our life. It's easy to pay attention to the things that appear to be going wrong, and then we often forget about all the things that are going right and all of the blessings that we've experienced in our life so far. So I want to encourage us to even write those blessings down. Spend some time writing the blessings down that have come from the Lord. Write down all the benefits to you that your faith is in your life. Write those down. Count them. Count them one by one. And then I want to challenge you to write your testimony. You don't have to share it with anyone just yet, but I've never really actually written a testimony of how the Lord has walked with me. But as I do write this, and I hope to do it in the coming week, I want to count the blessings of the Lord in my life and show how meaningful it is to know that he walks with me. And that in the future time that I have on this planet, that we all have on this planet, he will continue to walk with us and to bless us. And we don't have to face the future with fear. We can face it with his love. The reason I want us to write our testimony is because there's a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. That says, always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. In other words, be ready for anybody when they ask, why are you a believer? Tell me about the benefits of your faith. What are the benefits of the Lord in your life? And as you explain the benefits of the Lord in your life, you give the Holy Spirit something to work with, to encourage the listener. They may or may not respond in a positive way to why you believe. But I think we're in an era in our culture today where more people are going to be asking, why are you at peace? Why are you able to face the future with a sense of hope? Why are you happy? Why do you have joy? Where do you get your strength? What's giving you strength right now? I like the story of the pastor who was preaching, and a man interrupted him and said, Pastor, your faith is nothing but a crutch. And the pastor looked at him and said, then I want a double portion. Give me two crutches. You know, faith is an interesting thing because you can know that you know that you know, and you don't know why you know. I met a man one time who said that he was a doubter, and his Christian friends were constantly trying to convert him. And I said, well, is there anything about God that you believe? And he told me several things that he believed about God. And I said, how do you know those are true? He said, I don't know how I know, I just know. And I said, you mean you know that you know? And he said, yeah, I guess that's true. I just know that I know. I said, you know what? That's faith. And you're a lot like the man in the Bible who said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So you may have some doubts. I think doubt is a part of faith. But as we move forward in life and we count our blessings, we can know that even faith is a benefit that comes from the Lord. Because all we know is we know that we know. We know in our core of our being that He's there and that it's true. And we can't prove it. But if somebody experiences it, they know. So I told this man, you are a believer. You're maybe a little more honest than other people with the parts that you have doubts about. But everybody has those. But you've just expressed to me several faith beliefs that you can't prove. You just know that you know. Because you are believing based on a benefit that has come to you from God. And the man thought about it and he said, well, yeah, that's true. I guess I am a man of faith. That might sound like a silly story, but I'm just trying to encourage you to know that even faith comes from the Lord. And the more we walk in faith and express gratitude to the Lord for His benefits, the more our faith grows. So this week, spend time counting your blessings. And I encourage you to write your testimony. And I'd like to let various ones of you that would like to share your testimony in these podcasts. God bless you.